The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Happy Friday, Kitty Poos. Tony the Bone here from the Tony Curry Radio Studios. Hope you're having a fantastic Friday. Hope you got big plans for the weekend. And I hope it's all good. Congratulations to those UAB Blazers. I was down there last night. They knocked off a team that had won 20 games in a row, FAU. Congratulations, top 20 win for the UAB Blazers. And Jelly Walker was back in the lineup, scored 13 points last night. Absolutely love that. We do a show every single week on the Tony Curry Radio Podcast Network with Mark Ingram, who's the UAB Athletic Director. The show will post today. We ask him about all kinds of great things. We ask him about Ozzy Osbourne, Dr. Phil, and Tom Brady hanging it up all on the same day. And we also talk about some of the new 2023 nominees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which I'll get into here in just a second right here on our little Facebook Live thing here. Special thanks, of course, to Fox 6 yesterday for having us on. We do a segment with them every single week on Fox 6. Fantastic show. Great TV station. Mike Deberle and Janice Rogers, good friends of mine. Love those fine folks, and thank you so much for sharing their time and partnering up with Curry and Klapo every single Thursday morning. On this date, February 3rd, you know what it is? If you're a rock and roll aficionado, you realize that today was the day the music died. The plane went down, of course, with the big bopper, Richie Valens and a Buddy Holly. So we celebrate their lives today, February 3rd, back in history. And I mentioned the fact that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has come out with its 2023 nominees. Some snubs again, unfortunately. Styx not in the mix. Foreigner not in the mix. Sammy Hagar not in the mix. Sammy Hagar should be on there. Had a hell of a, not only a solo effort and a solo career before he got to Van Halen, but I think you could add the Van Halen part two, right? He should be in. Sammy Hagar, the Red Rocker, should be in, and he's still relevant. And then the one band that Damon Johnson and I have gone back and forth on, we really don't go back and forth on it because we're on the same side. Bad Company should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, period. Paul Rogers should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The fact that Bad Company's not in the Hall of Fame, I don't get it. And they're not even being nominated this year. So your nominees, and one of these nominees is a person that I had a very intimate slow dance with at a wedding. Can you tell me which one it is? The White Stripes, New Order, Missy Elliott, Sheryl Crow, Cyndi Lauper, George Michael, slow dance with George Michael, maybe. Willie Nelson, those are first timers, Iron Maiden, Kate Bush, Rage Against the Machine, Soundgarden, The Spinners, and then Warren Zevon, all in multiple nominees, but just haven't made the cut. So Jay Barker, who is a good friend of mine, and obviously I did a show with him for 13, 14 years, along with Aldo Greco and the opening drive there on Jocks. Jay got married to Sarah Barker. Golly, I don't know how many years it's been. It's been a long time. Anyway, they got married up in Tennessee at this really cool swanky farm, and I was blessed enough. They didn't have to invite me because I worked with Jay, but it wasn't one of those things where it was a family kind of thing, right? And there were celebrities there and stuff. And so I'm there with my wife at the time, no longer my wife. And it was beautiful. It was an outdoor barn. They had killer fried chicken. They got married out in this field. It was beautiful. You had to give up your cell phones when you came in. You know, you took a bus to get out there. There was no driving. It was super cool. It was probably the ritziest, most celebrity type of wedding that I was ever part of. And again, thanks to Jay and Sarah for even allowing me to be there. So I'm sitting there and I'm dancing with my wife, and they had this band and playing music and stuff. And Sarah had come up to me and she said, "There's a woman here who would like to dance with you." And they were playing up-tempo music, and I said, sure. And I kind of looked over my wife at the time, and she's like, I don't care, it's whatever. Sheryl Crow comes walking up. Sheryl's kind of a tall drink of water, very attractive, by the way. And she says, "You want to dance?" And I said, sure. And so we started dancing a little bit, and you know, I look like a stork. I look like a stork when I dance. I got this big nose. I got these long, skinny-ass legs. I do. I look like a flamingo or a weird-looking stork trying to dance. I'm like Chandler Bing. You know, there's nothing cool about it. So I'm dancing with her. She was a good dancer, too, by the way. And then the next song was a slow song. And so you kind of like, okay, what do we do next? And she kind of started approaching me, and I kind of looked over at my wife again. And she's like, "Go for it. It's not like you have a shot or anything." Of course, that's not what I was thinking. And so we slow danced. So I slow dance with Sheryl Crow. So I do have a little skin in this game. I do think the Sheryl Crow should get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She's a lovely woman, a beautiful woman. I think she should get in. So we'll go through the list. The White Stripes? No. White Stripes shouldn't get in. I always say this about Cooperstown, Canton, any Hall of Fame. If I have to think about it, they shouldn't get in. The Hall of Fame is for the best of the best. I love what Major League Baseball does in that if there's nobody to get in, we don't have to put anybody in. If you're not deserving to get into the Hall of Fame, then you don't get in. We don't have to induct five or six every single year, okay? So there's some years where you just don't have anybody, and so you let it go. But you got to be the best of the best to be in the Hall of Fame, any Hall of Fame, right? So the White Stripes, if I have to think about it, no. New Order, no. Missy Elliott, no. I mean, if I have to go do research to find out if I think you should be in a particular Hall of Fame, I don't think you should get in. I think you should have some iconic status and you still need to be relevant at some point. Sheryl Crow, slam dunk because she danced with me at a wedding. Cyndi Lauper, no. Listen, I've seen Cyndi now more on these skin commercials than I do see her on stage. I do think she attributed and gave a lot of musical prowess, if you will, to other female artists, and I think that's super important, but she should be in the Rock and Roll, Cyndi Lauper in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And it's not because she had Girls Just Want to Have Fun, which is a great song, but I just don't think that she should get it now. One day, maybe, but Cyndi Lauper, no. George Michael. Absolutely. George Michael not only has one of the most successful Christmas songs of all time, he's still here every single year. The dude was one of the greatest singers we've had in our generation. And you're going, what? Man, go listen to George Michael sing Freddie Mercury. He filled in for Freddie Mercury after he passed away. The dude was an incredible singer and left us way too early. And I know he had some personal issues going on the side and all this other stuff, but George Michael should get in. Finally, Willie Nelson is the absolute slam dunk. I mean, Dolly Parton opened that door. I know people are like, let's go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's called the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because they can't just call it the Music Hall of Fame. That's boring. It's got to be the Rock and Roll because Rock and Roll is cool. That's what we do here at TKR, right? Tony Curry Radio. So Willie Nelson is a slam dunk, and I'm sure that he'll be as high as a kite, and he'll be stoned as a rat when he gets up there, and it'll be great. I just wonder who would induct Willie Nelson. That could be kind of interesting. Iron Maiden, if you'd asked me 25 years ago if Iron Maiden should ever make the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I'd say absolutely not. I saw them one time. They had these giant monster puppets. It was just bizarre. It was a freak. Did they have a lot of, you know, Run for the Hills was one of their most, I guess, recognizable songs. Should they get Rock and Roll of Fame? You know, when I look at a Rock and Roll of Fame or I look at any Hall of Fame, you want to have all areas explored, right? So you're talking soft rock, hard rock, heavy metal, country music, all the blues, all these different things, folk music, classic rock. It might be nice to have Iron Maiden in the Hall of Fame, so I'm going to say yes, only because they've been around for so long. And you know what? When Iron Maiden plays a concert in Europe, they sell out like 70,000 people, man. They are still huge over there. If Iron Maiden came and played Work Play tomorrow night, I don't know who would show up. I would show up just to see them. I don't even know who's still in the band. It's a freak show, but I'm going to say yes. Kate Bush, no. Rage Against the Machine, no. Soundgarden, if Chris Cornell is still alive, they're not getting in, but I think because he committed suicide several years ago, they may have a shot. The Spinners, let me tell you something about the Spinners now. Growing up, I listened to Bread, England Dan and John Ford Coley, James Taylor. It's probably why I didn't get me any Hoochie Hoochie until I was like 22 years old because I was listening to all this soft rock stuff. It's no wonder I got into classic rock. I needed to harden up a little bit. But I listened to, man, the Rubber Band Man. I listened to so many Spinner songs. I used to love the Spinners for some reason, man. The Stylistics. I used to love that stuff. In high school, people were like, what the hell are you doing? I love me some Spinners. So I'm going to say Spinners, yes. And then finally, Warren Zevon. Warren Zevon was an angry, cranky, nasty man. But his influences in rock and roll were huge, and anyone who played with him or wrote with him or had him on any collaborative type of efforts would say that he should get in. I know he hated the song Werewolves of London. As a matter of fact, the last couple times I saw him play before his untimely death, let's say untimely, he did not play Werewolves of London because he thought it was a joke. He's like, I'm not playing that song, and that's what everyone came to hear. lawyers, guns, and money. And I think the fact that a lot of people can't really name five or six Warren Zevon songs, they think he shouldn't get in, but there's a lot of people that get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that never sang a note because they were so influential in the force of classic rock. So Warren Zevon, I'm going to say yes, if I had a vote. And I should be on the council, man. I should be on the board for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I've been doing it for 40 years. I know this stuff. By the way, a bucket list. If you love rock and roll as much as I do, you ever get a chance to go to Cleveland, Ohio, I say it's the only reason to go to Cleveland, Ohio. Go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and it's like Disney World, man. Allow yourself 3 or 4 days. It's this giant pyramid. I think there's 6 floors, maybe 5. The top floor is always for special stuff. They may have an Elvis exhibit or a John Lennon exhibit or something like that. But the rest of the place, man, you could spend as much time as you want there and never go over the same thing twice. It's pretty amazing, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And we're working on doing a trip. We actually had a trip to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame we're going to do back in 2021, but COVID screwed us over, so we'll try to reestablish that connection and make that happen for you maybe later this year or early in 2024. All right, have yourself a fantastic Friday. Thank you so much for downloading the TKR app. Sat next to a guy last night, JJ, and his lovely bride, who used to be a former Golden Girl. Two nice people. Was telling me that he knew me from my Stir Crazy days. I was like, not Stir Crazy, like actual Stir Crazy, the name of the bar, Stir Crazy. He downloaded my app and he's like, dude, it's killer. Everyone that downloads the TKR app loves all the wonderful shows we do. It starts with Students of the Game at 9 o'clock, goes all the way to 8 o'clock at night. We have the Damon Johnson Show, the Blues Almighty. We have with Austin Hanks, Win in Rome with Stuart Rome, Mark Ingram's the UAB director's chair. We have a great show called Mission Mida with Michael Coleman from the Montgomery Area Food Bank. We do Dark Side of the Pooch with Dr. Rab Stewart. I mean, show after show. Kip Kiefer has not one but 2 shows. He's like, I have to have 2 shows. Wanna Bet, the Kiefer and Curry show coming up. Need to Know. Great shows. Check them out. And of course, in between all those shows, we do great classic rock and roll. And it's not the classic rock and roll that you're used to hearing. We ain't doing Once Bitten, Twice Shy. We ain't doing Stairway to Heaven. These are great classic rock songs you just don't hear very often, but you'll recognize every single one of them. So check out the TKR app. And while you're out and about, check out our Tony Curry Radio Podcast Network. It's fantastic. We have up over 1,000 shows now. We're up over 1,000 shows. There is undoubtedly something in our array of wonderful podcasts that you'll find that you'll absolutely love. Check out Tony Curry Radio Podcast. That's Curry with a K, K-U-R-R-E, and check it out. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. I love you. Get after this weekend, and we will talk again this weekend on a Monday. I love you.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.